Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I'm calling from Pan Arab.
Yeah.
It is a market research company based in the Middle East, and we are currently conducting a study about the area and the country where you live in. So,
okay.
Sir, I would be thankful to you if you can spare some time to participate in our study.
Yeah, definitely.
Could you, sir, please tell me, have I reached you on your landline phone or on your cell phone?
I am using a mobile phone only.
So, I have reached you on your mobile phone, right?
Yeah.
Am I speaking to the person who is 15 years and above?
Yeah.
Including yourself, how many people who are residents of Kuwait, age 15 or older, currently living in your household?
Actually, I am living in accommodation provided by the company.
Okay, so you're staying
That's
alone?
That's why all the persons living there are 18 and above only.
Okay, how many total, sir, including yourself, how many are residents of Kuwait, age 15 or older?
In our camp, there are, I think, about 200 persons.
200. So, you're staying in a company's accommodation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not staying with your family?
No, I'm not staying with my family. My family is at my native home country.
Okay. So, could you tell me your governorate? Where do you live, Kuwait City, Hawali, Ahmadi, Farwani, Jahra, Mubarak al-Kabir?
I am staying at, I think it is... governorate in Farwaniya. It is actually Abbasiya.
Okay, that is coming under Farwaniya. Fine.
Yeah.
So, could you please imagine a ladder with the steps numbered from 0 at the bottom to 10 at the top?
Okay.
Suppose we say that the top of the ladder represents the best possible life for you and the bottom of the ladder represents the worst possible life for you. So, on which step of the ladder would you say you personally feel you stand at this time? Assuming that the higher the step, the better you feel about your life, and the lower the step, the worse you feel about it. So, which step comes closest to the way you feel?
I think I am at third step.
Sorry?
I think I am at third step.
Third, okay, fine, three. Just your best guess, on which step do you think you will stand in the future, say about 5 years from now?
Up to maximum, I think, to fourth or fifth.
Can I have a single answer, four or five, sir?
I can't say about my actually growth, as it is totally dependent on my senior.
Okay, so you can't say.
There are so many manipulations here.
Hmm. So, you can't say?
I can't say.
Because that was a just best guess. On which step do you think you will be standing in the future?
I will try to be on fifth.
Okay, fine. Do you have any health problems that prevent you from doing any of the things people of your age normally can do, sir?
No, nothing.
No, okay. If you were in trouble, do you have relatives or friends you can count on to help you whenever you need them or not?
At Kuwait?
Yes, sir.
Within Kuwait, I am not having anybody.
Nobody or yes or no, sir?
Nobody. I am having nobody here.
Okay.
Near and dear of mine.
Okay. And sir, right now, do you feel your standard of living is getting better or getting worse?
When I have told you that I am on third step, it means that I am in better condition.
Okay.
I was earlier in better condition.
Okay. Earlier you were in better condition.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got my first question, right? If
Sorry?
You want, I could repeat the question. You got my first question.
Yes.
There is a ladder with the steps numbered from 0 at the bottom and 10 at the top.
Yeah. Earlier when I was at my native country, I was supposed to be at fifth step.
Okay.
Now I am in Kuwait at third step.
Okay.
That's
so
why I want to be at again on fourth or fifth
okay,
step.
Fine. So right now, do you feel your standard of living is getting better or getting worse?
Day by day it is getting better.
Okay, fine.
That's why I told you that after 1 or 2 years or 5 years, I will be at fourth or fifth
okay,
step.
Okay, fine. Sir, right now, do you feel... Okay. Could you please, sir, tell me... fine. I got the answer. You said it's getting better. And does your home have a television?
Yeah.
Access to the internet?
Yeah.
Yes. And have there been times in the past 12 months when you did not have enough money to buy food that you or your family needed?
No, never.
No. Have there been times in the past 12 months when you did not have enough money to provide adequate shelter or housing for you and your family?
as my family is not here, I am regularly feeding them at my native state.
Okay, but there was a time in the past 12 months when you did not have enough money to provide adequate shelter, housing for you and your family?
Never.
So thinking about your life in general, please rate your level of agreement with each of the following using on a 5-point scale, where 5 means strongly agree and 1 means strongly disagree. But you may choose any of the numbers from scale 5 to 1, 5, 4, 3, 2 or 1.
Okay.
You like what you do every day. Can you rate it from scale 5 to 1, where 5 is strongly agree, 1 is strongly disagree, but you may choose any of the numbers, 5, 4, 3, 2 or 1.
Okay.
You like what you do every day. Can you rate it?
3.
3, okay. You learn or do something interesting every day.
4.
4. And someone in your life always encourages you to be healthy.
5.
Strongly agreed. Your friends and family gives you positive energy every day.
3.
3, okay. And you have enough money to do everything you want to do.
1.
1, strongly disagreed. In the last 7 days, you have worried about money.
5.
Strongly agreed. In the last 7 days, you have felt active and productive every day.
Sorry, can you please repeat the question?
Sure, I'll repeat. In the last 7 days, you have felt active and productive every day.
4.
4. And your physical health is near perfect.
4.
The city or area where you live is a perfect place for you.
2.
Okay. In the last 12 months, you have received recognition for helping to improve the city or area where you live.
1.
Strongly disagreed. Fine. So thinking about your work situation, over the past 7 days, have you been employed by an employer? Even minimally, like for an hour or more, from whom you receive money or goods? This could be for one or more employers.
Sorry, I can't get the question. Can you repeat?
Yeah, sure. Thinking about your work situation over the past 7 days, have you been employed by an employer?
Have you been employed by the employer?
Yeah.
From whom you
receive money or goods? And over the past 7 days, you have been employed by an employer?
No, I was employed in 2010.
Okay, so
I am working in the same company.
Okay, so currently you are employed, right?
Yeah.
In the past 7 days also you were employed by an employer. Fine.
Yeah.
In a typical week, 7 days, how many hours do you work for an employer? This could be for one or more employers. 30 hours per week or 15?
I work only for one employer for about 9 hours a day.
Okay, 30 hours per week or more, or 15 to 29 hours per week, or 5 to 14 hours per week, or less than 5 hours?
More than 50.
Less than 50 or 15?
More than 50.
Okay, fine. So please think about your primary employer, the one where you spend the most time working.
I have employed only under one employer.
Okay, fine. So could you please think about the primary employer, the one where you spend the most time working, the way you are currently working. There is a 5-point scale where 5 means strongly agree and 1 means strongly disagree.
Sorry, and now I have to go on my work, otherwise my supervisor will fire me.
Sir, it's almost done. It's getting over. Just few more questions.
Could you call me after 15 minutes, please?
15 minutes?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, no problem. It's all right, sir.
Please.
It's okay. No problem. Thank you so much. Bye.